Read it up, baby. Groove it with your favorite trick. You can witness the asinine cavortings of your favorite fairly large male DJs. And of course, a perpetual Stygian flood of truly fabulous guest artists in an atmosphere that can only be described as spam. If you are prone to imbibe the Beckett juices, control yourself, Clive. There is a licentious bar, but you must be a member in order to indulge in the essential pleasures of the Upper Cut Club. One must travel first by tube, automobile, omnibus, or foot. But if you're lucky, the forest gate is seven. The admission price is only 6 bob of the realm. So what is the old man here at the Upper Cut Club every Thursday?
Yes, my guess, me too. I'm going to be down the other cup on Thursday, so you're listening, and you want to go down, well, let's see your millions and millions of you down there, Forest Gate. Lovely club, and I always enjoy going down there. So, there we go. Right, 25 minutes past 3 o'clock is the time, and we'll have Ken and the news at around 3:30, but right now, we've got Michael Cox.
Mark, this week goes Dave Berry from 22 to 20, and this one is very latest.
You were no stranger when he introduced you to me, but you pretended not to know me, sweetheart. So I tried not to cry. I found a teardrop in my you are. You hold back.
on the Ed Stewart program. The time is 3:30.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Monday, March the 20th. Land's End. Believe that the government have agreed to spend about £500,000 in protecting the beaches of the Scilly Isles and southwest Cornwall following the grounding of the oil tanker Torrey Canyon. The oil slick now runs 18 miles long and half a mile wide. Work on saving the beaches from the oil should take about a fortnight. Guam, and it's the first day of the conference in the Pacific. The Prime Minister of South Vietnam, Air Vice Marshal Key, has indicated that he wants President Johnson to take stronger measures against North Vietnam. And today it's learned that 19 Americans have been killed in Vietnam this morning and over 100 wounded. The fighting was near the Cambodian border. French Somaliland. Troops of the French Foreign Legion went into action in the capital of Djibouti to out down rioters after it was announced that the territory had volunteered to stay with France. At least 3 people have been killed and 100 wounded. A curfew has been imposed. London. Lord Snowden and Princess Margaret arrived back in town today after their 10-day holiday in the Bahamas. They were very suntanned. Both Lord Snowden and Princess Margaret have commitments this evening at a Leicester Square ballroom where they are presenting awards. And the weather? This afternoon will be sunny and warm with temperatures reaching 58 Fahrenheit. Tonight there may be a little sea mist. It'll remain mild throughout the night. Winds will be light and variable, sometimes fresh westerly. More news in 1 hour. This is Kenny Everett reporting.
Tickle Me is becoming very popular too, so we'll play both sides of Big L now. Alan Price, back in the studio. Yes, we'll be having the sound. down to Swinging Silver soon on the Radio London within the next 10 minutes anyway. So if you haven't heard today's, or you haven't heard it before, have a listen in because there's lots of money to be won. Yes, the chant is in at number 28, isn't it? No, they've gone up. They've up from 39 to 28. You can't fool me by the chanters. Right, moneymakers, this is the time we've all been waiting for.
It's time for the Big L Swinging Sound of Silver competition. It's easy, it's fun, and you could win hundreds of pounds. This particular competition is sponsored by Nescafe.
Yes, thank you very much. Nick Powell. Thank you, Paul, and welcome, everybody, to the Swinging Sound of Silver Jackpot once again. And it's very easy. If you've heard it before and you're starting to get the swing of it now, well, let me tell you, the jackpot is at £100 today and going up £50 per day. If you haven't heard it before, then listen carefully and we'll do it together and tell you all about how it's done. So, first thing you've got to do is think of your product, Nescafe, and then compile a list of 6 words of 4 letters or over from Nescafe. All right, got that? A list of 6 words of 4 letters or over, right? The minimum amount of letters is 4, and you can make, 6 words out of all 7 letters if you want. But just think of it anyway. So that's what you've got to do first of all. And you've got to get a wrapper from a Nescafe tin or jar as well. A wrapper from a Nescafe tin or jar, so you must have some around the house, so that'll be easy. Right, having told you the 2 things to do first of all, have a listen right now to today's competition.
A handful of silver, so this is the important part of this particular proceeding. It's Big L Swinging Sound of Silver competition, and the moment that you have to listen very carefully to, very carefully indeed, because you've got to guess exactly how much money I have in my hand that I'm about to hurl recklessly into Big L's silver pot. Now, if you get it exactly right, of course, you win one of our daily prizes of £25, of which we do at least twice per day. And, of course, if you can guess this and yesterday's total and the days before and so on, you could be eligible for the jackpot. So work it out carefully. Listen very carefully as I throw in this handful of money, I don't even know how much it is myself, into Big L's silver pot. Stand by, here it comes. While they're lumping about with the music there, I hope that you scribble down what you think is the quantity of money that's gone into the pot. Big Old Swinging Silver Pot Competition. And if you get it right, of course, you're eligible for lots of cash money from us. Don't forget the rules, and you'll hear more about them in just a moment. Meanwhile...
aren't you going to hope we win?
No, sir.
Oh, well, we hope you'll win. Now, let me tell you right now what you have to do. Right, you heard Paul dropping all the coins, the silver coins, into the box. Did you guess how much he dropped? Right, when you've done that, then this is what you've got to do. You've got to guess how much he put in there in the pot, see? Right, you get yourself a nice big envelope and write on the back the amount of money which you thought Paul dropped into the pot of silver for today. Put the amount of money. You put today's date, which is very important, and today's date is the 20th of March. And there are two winners every day of 25 pounds. Two winners every day of £25 to the first two listeners with the exact or nearest to exact amount dropped into the pot of silver on that day. Now, if you're entering the jackpot as well, then you have to guess each day how much so far has been dropped into the pot since we started it yesterday. All right? For the jackpot, you've got to guess how much has been put into the pot altogether since yesterday, since the competition started. And remember, the competition did start officially yesterday. So the three things on the back of your envelope you've got to have, today's date, the amount of money dropped into the pot of silver today, and if you're entering the jackpot, the total amount of money dropped in so far. Now, the jackpot increases by £50 daily, and it'll be awarded to the first listener giving the exact cumulative amount dropped into the pot of silver up to the date of entry. So if you get it right today, you will stand to win £100. But if nobody gets it right today, then the jackpot increases by £50 a day, so tomorrow we'll stand at £150. So there we are, nice lots of money, and if nobody gets it for the next 10 years, then you can just guess what a sort of millionaire you're going to be in 10 years. Now, each entry is going to be examined, so every entrant has a chance of winning either the jackpot or the daily prize, and you have the opportunity to enter for one or both. There's no limit to the number of individual entries, so you can write out 10,000 times you will like, and let's hope you win. All right, we'll be having another swingy sound of Silver Jackpot later on the Jackpot Show today, so if you weren't quite sure how much Paul dropped in, have another listen later on. Anyway, the best of luck.
The Swingy Sound of Silver competition was brought to you at this time by Nescafe, the coffee that makes the most of life at any time of the day. Address your entry to Nescafe Competition, Radio London, Forest Gate, London East 7. Don't forget to put today's date, your name and address, and your assessment of the sum of silver. I do hope you won. Bye.
Paul. Thank you, Paul, and Paul will be back on the ship tomorrow when we have the change round day. 4:16 is time on the Jackpot Show.
Bubble right on.
all round and round in its Chuck Blair's time for this week on Big L. Right now, I hope his letter actually comes from Master Stephen Beach of 10 Green Lane, Lee in Lancashire. And Stephen says, would you please say hi to me gran, me great gran, that is, on Saturday. Well, this didn't arrive till Saturday evening, Stephen, so I couldn't possibly say it on Saturday in the Stewpot Show, but I hope your great gran is listening right now. And many congratulations, great gran. You were 82 on the 18th. So, boy, that's right, old age to get to. And Stephen, who's a choir boy at Bedford Church, Lee, would like to wish you very many congratulations and many happy returns for last Saturday.
Last night, the night before,